Hi, and welcome to Outspoken Beauty, the UK's most honest beauty podcast. I'm Nicola Bonn, and I'm joined by the girl who is not afraid to say what she thinks, producer Rachel Jones. And this episode is all about going makeup free and feeling good about it. So this episode is all about having the confidence to wear no makeup on your face. And that's about two things. First of all, having inner confidence. And second of all, prepping your skin to make it look the best it can possibly look so that you feel great, even though you're not wearing foundation or concealer or any of your usual beauty products. Later on, we're joined by blogger, influencer and all-round really lovely person, Anna from The Anna Edit. She's known for not wearing much makeup and she'll be giving us her opinion on her everyday look and also how she achieves her flawless skin.
My husband is like, oh, it's gross, you look like an Oompa Loompa, and I'm looking in the mirror like, I look so much better than yesterday.
Our challenge this week sees us trying some products to help us achieve that perfect skin look so that we do have the confidence not to wear makeup. And later on, we have got, as ever, some fabulous product recommendations, including a fake tan for your face that is going to literally change your life. So going out the house without makeup on is the dream. If you can have the confidence to walk around and feel as amazing as you do with a full face of makeup on when you're kind of naked, that's really, really good. But I don't care what anyone says, you can only go out and be that confident, surely, if your skin is flawless and incredible.
I completely agree. That is my absolute dream, to have flawless skin, to feel so comfortable not wearing any makeup.
Yeah, because so many of these women who say, oh, I never wear makeup, you look at them and you think that's because you've got the best skin in the world.
Absolutely.
I bet if you were covered in spots or your wrinkles were really pronounced or your skin looked dull like mine does, it wouldn't be the same situation.
No, even though I don't wear a lot of makeup on a day-to-day basis, I do sometimes get self-conscious because I do have blemishes and scarring. Whereas I know if I had that flawless, perfect-looking skin, I wouldn't have those insecurities. So I think it is something I'd like to achieve in my future life where I can sort of get rid of those horrible spots and blemishes and just to have that almost perfect skin.
Welcome, Anna, onto the Outspoken Beauty podcast. We know who you are, but it's always really good to have your summary of what is Anna about? Tell us.
Me? Oh, I always feel like I'm doing a blind date thing. Like, I'm Anna, I'm 28, I'm from Brighton. I'm primarily a blogger and I started my blog 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
I ended up doing psychology at uni, as you do, and ended up doing beauty blogging. I'm not quite
sure.
How did that happen? Well, there was a bit of interning in the beauty PR world, and then I started my blog when I was at uni. I started my YouTube channel when I was at uni.
Yeah.
And then I went into the world of work doing like beauty PR interning, and I did that for 2-ish years, and then I went full time.
It's amazing. So I mean, anyone who can make a career out of blogging is so cool.
Turning your hobby, like a job that you love. Like, I love Monday mornings. Monday mornings for me, I'm like, yes, I'm ready for it. And it's because I genuinely love what I do. I've worked in bars. I've worked in call centres. I've done all of the jobs. And I just know that I just have the greatest job that I could possibly have. I am so over the moon to do it.
Lucky. But not just like you've worked really hard to get there.
There's a bit of luck. There's a couple of like being on your laptop at 6 a.m. and at midnight, but I wouldn't be doing anything else.
Well, I want to start with your no makeup journey. Now, I know when you were younger, when you were at university, you wore quite a lot of makeup, didn't you?
Oh, I went all out. I remember getting very excited because I walked into Boots and realised that they were doing double eyelashes and that double eyelashes were a thing, like from Isla. I was like, yes, get those in my basket. I did fake tan. I mean, we fake tan to the point where it was a bit of a competition between me and my mates as to like just how orange we could be, and we'd take it in turns. You know, you'd come into one person's room, do their back for them, go into the other person's room, do their back. I was into back combing my hair, like the bigger hair, the better.
Yeah.
Like volumizing mousses that made it huge, nude lips that were beyond nude.
I can remember that.
I look back at photos and I'm like, that's an interesting look. That really is. But it was a stage of my life where I guess you're experimenting with things.
Yeah.
I was using my student loan to go into Space NK. So great use of that.
Wow.
Screw the books.
Well, look at your career now. So it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I was, putting the foundations in then without even realising it. I would queue outside Mac on the first Thursday of every month. Was it first Thursday or second Thursday they launch new
things? I don't know.
I would literally be the first person in the store buying stuff with my student loan. Just absolutely obsessed with makeup, and also obsessed, I'm still obsessed with makeup,
yeah,
but then I was obsessed with wearing quite a bit.
So what happened? Because now you've gone from wearing a lot of makeup, even more than me, to being generally a no makeup girl. When did this happen?
I think there's a big part of it that is definitely to do with the fact that I work from home. I work for myself. I don't really see anyone aside from my DPD driver, Stuart.
Hello, Stuart.
Most days. We love Stuart. And so for me, there's sort of not really too much point of putting makeup on. It's kind of a bit of a waste of time, a bit of money, waste of product. I'm not seeing anyone.
But you say you don't see anyone. I mean, number one, I'm sure you get sent whatever you want to get sent. So money can't be an issue. And number two, you see thousands of people and you do YouTube videos.
That's very true.
You're seeing more people than I ever see.
That is very true. There's just something about it that just clicked for me. And I was like, I'm actually quite... I don't think I'm like a model. I'm not Giselle. I don't think I look in the mirror and think, oh, I look great. I don't need it. I'm just quite happy just to have, as long as my skin is looking glowy, my eyebrows are brushed down and like semi under control. And I do every now and again get the odd lash lift.
Ooh.
LVL lash lift.
Is that good for your lashes?
I haven't found too much of a problem with it. There's a weird bit in between where your natural lashes are kind of like growing through straight underneath it, and then some of your lashes are curled.
Yeah.
Still the ones that are hanging around. So I'm going through that phase right now. So
they look good to me.
Thank you.
Do you have mascara on now?
I have mascara on now. Yeah. But I feel like just there's a couple of things I do. Like I love a bit of, I still do use a bit of facial self-tanner.
Yes.
Do a bit of facial self-tanner, make sure I've got like a good oil on my face, brush down brows, bit of mascara, lip balm. So I wouldn't say I'm strictly no makeup necessarily. It's just definitely a lot less.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting that you say if you look glowy, because this is one of my big things about going no makeup. I think to have the confidence to wear no makeup, your skin has to look pretty good, doesn't it? Would you wear no makeup if, say, you were having a huge acne breakout or you felt like you just didn't look good? Would that give you, would you still have the confidence to go makeup free?
I think that's an important thing to like touch on is I am quite lucky, touching wood right now on the grand scheme of things. I don't have acne. I have the odd hormonal spot come out on my chin, which I get like a little, this is really bad, got like a tweezerman sort of little prong that you can like dig in and get your spot out.
And what do you do?
I sterilise it, get it in boiling water, and then if there's ever anything that I feel like needs a bit of digging out, I might just do a bit of digging out. So it's not that I never get spots, but when I get them, I like to tackle them.
Prong.
So I do think that does play a part.
Yes.
Like the odd hormonal spot, I'm actually okay with kind of letting that out because I feel like they heal better when they've got a bit of air.
Of course.
If I did have full-on acne, I probably would wear more because you want to sort of feel good in your skin, and if that's what makes you feel good, you would do that. I do have a bit of pigmentation on the side of my face.
Yeah.
That's always interesting when you go see a facialist and they're like, oh, that's getting rather large.
And what's the cause of it? Is it sun damage?
I went and had one of those things where they scanned your face.
Never. Those things are awful.
Oh, my word.
Anything to make you feel bad, go and have one of those done.
I have worn SPF like literally day and night. Well, not night, but every day since. Like, that terrified me. All of the other things for my face were quite, like the texture of it was in like a good percentile. I can't remember, I think pore size was in a good percentile. Redness was quite low for me. It was in like quite a worry zone. And I was like, mate, look at me, I'm a beetroot. Like that is not news to me. I know that. But the sun damage, I always thought I'd been quite good with SPF, but obviously not good enough.
Did they tell you off?
I did get quite told off. I did get sent home with like a factor 50.
Oh my goodness.
And to be fair, I have pretty much worn a 30 or a 50 since. It freaked me out.
It is scary, and I think it is worth it. If I think sun damage is the number one cause of wrinkles and bad skin. Because, talking about glowing, it's that kind of quandary between a tan looking amazing. And I think everyone has got to admit that we do, well, a lot of us feel better with a tan. Do you?
Oh, 100%. Like, my husband is like, oh, it's gross. You look like an Oompa Loompa. And I'm looking in the mirror like, I look so much better than yesterday. It just makes, it makes me feel, I've got quite that kind of English rose, like pinky, like quite white, very pale skin. And I just feel, yeah, I just feel so much more. You do feel healthier. You feel like you faked a holiday.
Now let's talk about, so you've got your, you're at home, you're meeting, what's his name?
GPD Stewart.
GPD Stewart, who's thinking, oh, you're a pretty lady. Everything's fine. And then you've got a big event to go to. Would you wear a lot of makeup for a big event, or would you have the confidence to say, actually, no, I'm going to go makeup free?
I think if I worked in an office, I think there could be days where if I'd had my LVL lash lift and my brows were behaving and my skin was behaving, I would go in makeup free.
Yeah,
I think for an event, I don't know, I like that. I think the whole reason why I'm into this sort of no makeup thing is because my beauty influences like who I look at. It's like with fashion, right? You like go on Pinterest and you see fashion that you like. My beauty influences have always been people with very, I mean, I was a watcher of the OC.
Me too.
Yes. And so, you know, the whole Misha Barton, this Rachel Bilson, those like really natural, the heels, I love the heels, like the Lauren Conrad, like the very like natural glowy look. So I feel like if I was going to an event, I'd try and do that polished, groomed, sun-kissed, a little bit bronzy.
Yes.
It's that whole beach vibe. I've never really grown out that like wannabe surfer girl vibe when it comes to beauty.
I love that look.
Yeah.
But only, I mean, I can't do that look. It just doesn't work for me, but I can see why it would work for you.
But isn't that the thing? It's just because that works for me, that's not going to be the same for everyone. Like, you look amazing with eyeliner on.
Thank you.
Eyeliner on me makes me look like a little like pig face. That just, it really doesn't work. It's people's different eye shapes, their face, their structure. Some things just don't work on me. I love a good bit of lash. It's also, I don't feel I'm that great at applying makeup. So you sort of do what you're comfortable with, don't you? You do what you're comfortable with. You do your routine. You do what you feel looks best on you. And so for me, I'm not an artist. I would love to, I'd actually really love to have like a proper makeup artist do a full Instagram glam on my face.
That's a really interesting point, that it doesn't need to be this big divide, say I'm a no makeup woman, I'm a makeup woman. Maybe we just all need to chill out a bit about it and just say, do what works for you.
Do what makes you feel good. If going full on glam, wearing eyelashes every day, doing like an overdrawn lip makes you feel flipping fantastic, then go for it. But for me, whenever I've had a counter makeover done, or I've had my makeover done by makeup artist, I always leave rubbing it off. Like, I just always do, and that's just me. I'm not.
Do you not like the actual, do you feel claustrophobic when you have layers of makeup on your face?
The actual feeling, like some, not all bases are like this, but sometimes you get a base on that itches, or you can just kind of feel it on your skin, or it feels dry. Whenever there's like creasing, I'm like, oh no, patting that in, patting the wrinkles. Sometimes I've had makeovers where the base is really good, and actually it's just the eye that wasn't me, and vice versa. So there's always things you can learn, always things I take away from them. But I don't think, this is why for my wedding day I did my own makeup.
And how much did you wear on your wedding day?
I did, there is a tutorial on my YouTube channel if you guys are watching. I'd say I did a subtle glam. I would say I definitely amped it up a bit for that kind of thing, and if there was a really special occasion, I would probably go to that level of soft subtle non-Instagram glam.
Let's talk about Instagram. So, well, first of all, I think what you were just saying about kind of glamming it up a bit. What about those women that say they're going makeup free on Instagram, but actually aren't? And that, because what I like about you, Anna, is that I think you're very real. I can imagine
Thank
that you would never tell people something that wasn't true.
Oh, I just don't really even know how to use Facetune, if I'm honest. That's what everyone goes for. I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I mean, if have you ever been on it? Have you ever like played around on the app?
I tried it once and I didn't understand it. So, but basically, it's a way of editing yourself to look flawless, right?
Yeah, you can change all sorts of things. You can change the contours of your face. You can change your skin tone. You can add glow. You can take away spots, all that kind of stuff on there. I think it is a bit naughty if people are filled, like you said, not being honest.
Yes.
If people are saying they're makeup free but actually has like a crazy filter on it and they've taken out blemish And they've made their teeth really white.
And there's the other women as well who were like, you know, I know Holly Willoughby and Rihanna and, you know, celebrity upon celebrity at the moment is saying, look, this is me without makeup. Wow. And they just look so beautiful and so perfect. And I think that the average woman who doesn't look like that, I certainly don't look like that when I'm makeup free. Isn't it just making life so much more stressful? I'd rather see these women with makeup caked on and think to myself, oh, I could do that with makeup than think I'm never going to look like that without makeup. So I always feel like kind of going makeup free, there's almost a movement out there. The makeup free movement is putting unnecessary stress on us.
It's a bit like, I guess it's the whole snapping back after pregnancy thing as well. Yeah. You have to sort of take into account their lifestyles. They're going to have people who cook them the best, freshest food. They're juicing, they're having their smoothies, they're working out all the time, they're having facials all the time, they've got the best skincare, that's probably like their skincare cabinets are going to add up to like quadruple figures.
Yes.
And so you do have to just take that moment and think, that's perhaps not achievable for me, but they're a celebrity. That's, I guess that's their business. That's what they do.
So it is remembering that you're not going to necessarily look perfect if you go makeup free.
And not all Giselle.
We are not all just like,
unfortunately.
I know.
Damn it.
I want to talk to you about, so you said, you know, for you, feeling confident, feeling glowy, that is all part of your look. Do you have any really good recommendations for kind of the skincare that really works for you? You've got quite a dry skin, haven't you?
I've got like it started off when I was younger, very greasy. I would powder like all day. Like, carry it around in the bag, do a powder like on the way to uni, on the bus, everywhere. And then I feel like as I've got older, it's definitely have graduated to more of a dehydrated kind of dry skin type. I would say, have you tried anything from the May Lindstrom range?
Oh my goodness, no, I have. Go on, tell me.
May Lindstrom is beautiful. I was lucky enough to have a facial with Caroline Hirons, which is like gold dust.
Yes.
And she put the product Blue Cocoon on my face and then stuck me under one of those lights.
Yes.
And
I've read about Blue Cocoon. It's for problem skin, isn't it?
It's basically, it's sort of a bit of everything. You can put it on sunburn and it kind of sorts you out. You can put it on dry skin, oily skin, everything. And that is just ultimate. It costs a fortune.
How much?
It's like £170.
Okay.
But I've had my pot for 2 years and there's still some left. So you don't need a lot. A little goes a long way. Yeah. And that is just a glorious like balm that turns into an oil that you put on. I put it on my face until you look like you could fry an egg on it. Go to sleep, wake up in the morning, feel great.
Okay.
I really love that. What else have I been trying at the moment? The Kiehl's Glow Formula is particularly good. That's their new product they've got out that is their first ever sort of makeup hybrid.
Okay.
Very much fits into this whole no makeup kind of vibe in that it's like a pearlescent sort of cream that you put on your face after everything else, like kind of a primery step.
Yeah.
Almost.
Does it work well as a primer? Does it keep your makeup
on? Really well, really hydrating, really glowy, but without glitter, no glitter in it at all. Not even really a shimmer, more a sheen.
Nice.
That is super good. And then I love a good face mask. I feel like when your skin is just, you know, when it has that sandpapery texture and makeup just doesn't sit on it.
Yeah.
And I found this product when I was in New York, actually, from a Sephora. They actually do sell it here. It's called Peter Thomas Roth
Pumpkin Enzyme
Mask. Do you love it?
It's amazing.
Oh, my word. That product is like, I could get rid of all of my face masks and just have that and be very, very happy indeed.
And they do the rose stem cell gel as well.
The cooling gel.
But no, the pumpkin enzyme, it's had so many rave reviews. It's one of those hero products, isn't it?
Someone told me they were discontinuing it and I was like, absolutely no way. Like, they're not. It's so good. Like, it must be one of their best sellers. It's a chemical/physical exfoliant. So you've got a bit of both going on in there. And I find that just the AHAs in it, they're like little Pac-Mans. They just gobble up like any kind of dead skin cells I've got, and afterwards my skin is quite sensitive as well, and that is quite a hardcore mask, so I don't leave it on for that long. 5 minutes, 5-7 minutes max. Take it off and your skin glows, like follow it with something like the Blue Cocoon and the next day your skin is just glorious. Like, such a good base.
For a woman who maybe is very tempted to go makeup free, currently wears a lot of makeup, do you have any kind of words of wisdom or confidence steps they can take to get to the point where they're happy?
I think if you're happy wearing that level of makeup, wear it. You don't have to dial it down. If it's more of a money thing or a time thing, or you're just not feeling your look anymore, I would say things like kind of start with your base, because I feel like that's quite an easy thing to change. Because with your eyeshadow, you could just wear less. Do you know what I mean? You could just do an eyeliner. You could just put on one shade instead of three. But your base is probably quite a hard one if you're used to quite a full coverage foundation. You could add moisturizer to it. You could add a bit of primer to it to kind of thin it down. I feel like I just need to recommend this in this context because it is the best base out there. The IT Cosmetics Your Skin But Better CC Cream is heaven.
Is
absolute. Have you never tried it?
No, I haven't.
It's available in Selfridges now. It is absolute heaven.
Okay, it's on the list.
Add it to the list. I originally, again, found this in America in an Ulta there. And I feel like that is such a good base. And my friend Jamie, who prefers more of a glam, like full coverage look, even she loves it as well. It's a really good sort of middle place for all makeup wearers, whatever you like.
Anna, what are you working on at the moment? Is there anything exciting in the pipeline?
I'm working on season two of the podcast that I do with my blogger friend Lily.
Lily Pebbles.
Lily Pebbles, At Home With. So season two coming soon.
Good. I love it. I loved your interview with Liz Earle, actually. That was one of my favourites. Thank you, Anna. You've been
magnificent.
Thing I loved about Anna is she doesn't wear much makeup, but she's not afraid to admit that she works hard on achieving really great skin. So for our beauty challenge, Rachel and I went very different beauty routes. Rachel focused on skincare to achieve really good skin, and I went the makeup route and tried out Anna's recommendation, which was the CC Plus cream from IT. When Anna mentioned it in the interview, Rachel and I got obsessed instantly. We both went out and bought some. So my challenge was to wear less makeup than usual, to have a more natural look. And without a doubt, this helped me achieve it. Just to give you an example, one day of my challenge, it was very sunny. I just wore the CC cream with a bit of mascara and a touch of blusher, which is a lot less than I'd usually wear. And I felt really, really confident. I had the full coverage. I had the glow. I was ready to face the world. And that's something for me. And I wore it throughout the week. I wore it to do my radio show. It felt really comfortable. It was a great challenge. And it showed me that I can feel pretty and wear a lot less makeup than usual. So this is a must buy. There's no doubt.
Job done.
Skincare, though, that's a new one for you.
It is a new one for me. Now, I've never been one to be big on skincare, but this, I think, has actually changed my life slightly. So it's Alpha H's Balancing Cleanser with Aloe Vera. And honestly, it's one of the best things I've ever had. It's a creamy 3-in-1 cleanser, rich with vitamin E and aloe vera. So it removes all your makeup, gets rid of all the bad things in your face.
How did you apply it?
So I did it in the shower, every day in the shower, and I just rub it on my face, and then I've got a microfiber cloth and I would just rub it around. It got rid of every inch of makeup. It was ridiculous. And then afterwards, I would get a bit of micellar water and put it on afterwards. I've always done that, so I will always continue to do it. But I did that afterwards and there was not a spot of makeup left on my face. Was absolutely incredible. One thing as well that I like in a cleanser, I'm very new to this, but one thing I do like in a cleanser if I'm going to use it, because I use it in the shower, something that can take off my eye makeup.
Yeah.
If something doesn't, I'm like, oh, it's pointless. I'm going to come out with Panderize anyway and I've got to take my makeup off again. What is the point?
And did it take it all off?
Took it all off.
That's really good.
And it was absolutely great. Now, I've got very sensitive skin. I've got psoriasis and I have a lot of hormonal acne.
Yeah.
So this was the dream. It was so soft on my skin. It is safe to use on all skin types. Mm. And also, read a little fact, it doesn't remove the skin's natural occurring oils and moistures.
That's really important for your skin.
Exactly. So,
did you find that the vitamin E helped with a bit of scar reduction? Because I know you've been testing it for quite a while.
Yeah. So it really, really helps with getting rid of some blemishes, with some scarring. And I didn't have that tight feeling that you can get after a cleanser. I just felt like it was changing my skin. And it's something that I really, really look for in a cleanser. And like I said, I'm very new to this cleansing world.
Yeah.
But honestly, this was the dream.
So the big challenge, did it give you the confidence to walk out the house naked?
Absolutely. Like, I think we know that I am happy to go a bit makeup free.
Yeah.
But this just made me feel 10 times better to go makeup free. And I felt like if I was going out on a night out, I would wear less makeup because I didn't have to cover all that bad skin that I'd usually have.
So this challenge has been very successful for us both.
And maybe a little bit life-changing.
So as ever, we've got our product recommendations of the episode.
I'd actually like to start with this one, just purely on the basis of I've just spoken about it. It is the Balancing Cleanser by Alpha H. I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing. It's changed my life and I hope it'll change yours. I thought I'd go first because I know, Nicola, you have about 1,800 products that you'd like to recommend.
I've got so many this week. Okay, we're talking about kind of achieving really gorgeous skin that gives us the confidence to go au naturel. Trini London BFF Cream Skin Perfector SPF 30. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So it comes out of its tube and it's white and then you mix it in with your skin and it suddenly takes on colour and it is so glowy. Oh my goodness. It is one of the most glowy products I've ever used.
And you like your glow.
I love a glow. So you can use it on its own or you could use it over makeup or you could use it under makeup. But it's got the SPF, which is all important. So the coverage is quite sheer, but it just lights up your face. It's lovely. So I definitely recommend that. If you're going totally makeup free, the rule is everyone says you must wear an SPF. And the one that I use, I'm a bit bad with SPF. I don't always use it. But if it's the sun's out, I'm going to put a bit on. The one that I like is Ultra Sun Professional Protection. I use the SPF 30. It's got antioxidants in it. It's good for your skin. Very, very good for sensitive skin. It's, you know, in the old days, I'd just shove on my Nivea suntan lotion on my face. Not anymore. This is perfect for your face. Put it on, first of all, under your makeup or wear it on its own. Just a very, very good product. Now, moving on to some tanning products, because one of the things that is guaranteed to make you feel more confident about wearing less makeup is a good old tan. One of my favourites is the Hyalamide Glow Radiance Booster. Very natural, a buildable tan. So use it every day and it will build up. It's got raspberry keto sugar in it, which reacts with your skin's amino acids, which it kind of is just talking about the fact that it is a natural product. And it is just beautiful, sun-kissed, lovely, looks like you've had a day in the sunshine, not too over the top and doesn't smell too bad. And my last recommendation is the Clarins Radiance Plus Golden Glow Booster for Face. It's a tailor-made tanning product. So what you do is you apply drops to your normal skincare and apply that to your face. One drop if you want to go natural, a few more if you want to go a bit darker. Lovely, again, very natural, doesn't smell too bad, and it just gives a really lovely glow to your face. Okay, so there you go. 5 recommendations to achieve beautiful skin that we hope will give you the confidence to go makeup free if that's what you want to do. If you want to know more about the products we've spoken about in this episode, go to our website, outspokenbeauty.co.uk.
Or if you want to have a nosy at our Twitter, it's @outspokenbeaut.
And if you dare look at our faces, go to our Instagram account @outspokenbeautypodcast.